Before we take any of your calls, we've got some breaking news coming out of Washington, and we're going live to Simon Marks, who is LBC's Washington correspondent. Simon, good evening.
Andrew, good evening to you. Let me sort of put this into context, first of all. Air Force One has just left Washington, with Donald Trump aboard it, heading, of course, to Saudi Arabia on his first international trip. But as he has left Washington's airspace, two major stories have been published here. The first by the Washington Post, which says a senior white that it's not identifying is now a target of the probe into possible coordination between the Trump team and the Russians in last year's election campaign. The probe, says the newspaper, is now reaching into the highest levels of government, according to people familiar with the investigation. The senior White House advisor, under scrutiny by investigators, reports the newspaper, is someone close to the president. They would not further identify the official. So there is now going to be considerable speculation about precisely who that individual may be. Meanwhile, the other major newspaper here in the United States, Times, has been provided access to a White House document that is the official account of the meeting that took place in the Oval Office between President Trump, the Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, and the Russian ambassador to the United States, Sergei Kislyak. And according to that official White House document, Donald Trump said the following to his Russian guests: "I just fired the head of the FBI. He was crazy, a real nut job. I faced great pressure because of Russia. That's taken off," by which he means that that pressure has been alleviated as a result of his move to fire the former director of the FBI, James Comey. Sean Spicer, the White House press secretary, and this is absolutely critical, did not dispute the account and does not appear to be disputing that the document is genuine. So these are two substantial developments in the ongoing investigation that is now being led by former FBI director into ties that may have existed between President Trump's campaign last year and the Russians. Very undiplomatic language being used by President Trump in the Oval Office with Russian officials. Language which, if indeed this is accurate, suggests once again that he did move to fire James Comey because of the progress James FBI was making in terms of that Russia investigation. That is consistent with claims by the president's critics that he was engaging in obstruction of justice, something that, of course, ultimately could theoretically further down the road lead to impeachment. And the Washington Post separately talking now about this reaching into a very high level in the White House. You know, Andrew, I was on the air with Ian Dale just a few hours ago, and we were saying, you know, what was going to happen once President Trump left Washington? Were these stories all going to go away for a few days while he heads off to engage in these international meetings, or would this be an opportunity for the president's critics to continue leaking material? I think we've got the answer to that question.
And we'll keep abreast of this, Simon, throughout the evening. But can I ask James Comey, the former FBI director, evidence next week? Well, and will it be in public?
That is a very interesting question. And I can tell you, I asked a member of the Senate, a Democrat, exactly that question last night in a I was on an American TV show last night, and I happened to encounter a member of the Senate in the building, and I said, so is James Comey going to testify now? And he said that he didn't know what was going to happen, because it is perfectly possible that James Comey will talk to the special counsel Robert Mueller, and they are old friends and trusted acquaintances of one another. And this member of the Senate felt that if Robert Mueller said, "I'd actually sooner you didn't testify in public up on Capitol Hill, I'd much rather," and we did it behind the scenes, then it was possible that Mr. Comey would not in fact testify. Now, we do know also from Mr. Comey's friends and associates that if he does testify on Capitol Hill, he only wants to testify in public. He has refused requests to testify in private. He's got a story and he apparently wants to get it out there, but he now has to decide whether the best part is to testify in public up on Capitol Hill next week, which would be stunning. I mean, electrifying, the biggest thing that's happened in this city since the Watergate hearings. Or does he work more quietly behind the scenes talking to Robert Mueller? I think it's going to be very interesting to see how that plays out. I also learnt from that same conversation last night that there is ongoing conversation about whether members of the Senate, particularly, are going to get access to copies of the memos that James Comey says he wrote, noting down the conversations that he had with the President of the United States. There is some discussion underway as to whether or not James Comey has those memos still, where exactly they're located, and whether members of the Senate are going to get their hands on them, additional to or separate from the special counsel Bob Mueller. So that's all being worked out, even as this story intensifies. Major new reports tonight.
OK, that's Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent in the United States. Just to say so now, the special investigation has now identified a very senior, unnamed White House official close to President Trump in connection with whether there was any untoward cooperation with the Russians to help Donald Trump's election into the White House. We'll be talking more about this after 9 p.m.